Hello all, this is Shankari. I'm from Microsoft ISA's Pidana team. In this video, we are going to see how we can use Perfman to troubleshoot high CPU scenarios. We'll be seeing this in two parts. In the first part, we will see how we can, how we can narrow down to a particular process which is causing the high CPU. And in the second part, how we can use Perfman to troubleshoot high CPU scenarios which is caused by the W3WP process in specific. The W3WP process is the IIS worker process. So let's look into it. So in Perfman, we have multiple counters which we can use for the analysis. So there are a huge number of counters which we can add directly, either directly or we can add in specific to a particular process for a particular processor. Time and all those. So we will be able to select a set of counters. We can also select a set of counters earlier and well and before, and we can try to create a data collector set of our own, which we have seen in the previous video. Or there is another way where we can try to create a set of counters. We can create a set of counters. We can put them in a text file, and we can run a logman query. So the logman query is nothing but it is going to create a counter set. A counter set is nothing but it is going to be a data collector set. So in this query, so let's take this query. So it's logman create counter is underscore hang cf counters.txt. So this says that it is going to create is underscore hang data collector set, and it is going to refer the counters which are present under this counters.txt file. And then it is also going to start that data collector set. Remember, the data collector set, unless it is not started, is not going to collect any data. So if we have to see this in action, let's copy this command and let's try to run this. So the command is run, and in parallel, we can also see that the data collector set has been created. Either it has to be manually started, or we can run the logman query again to start the data collector set. And once it is started, we should be able to see an icon, a star icon. Okay, so now we can see that the data collector set has been started. So this means that it is in the background collecting all the data, and it is storing in this particular path with this particular name. So if you go to perflogs admin, I should be able to see a perfman trace created with this name. So once the data is collected, now say if the issue is reproduced and the data has been collected, we can again stop this data collector set by running the logman stop query. So this can be either manually done by executing the commands separately, or they can be put into a batch file and they can be automated. So here you see the perfman trace which has been collected. So you can just put these two commands, the creation of the data collector set and the starting the data collector set into one batch file, and you can just name it as a batch file. And you can run this before reproducing the issue, and reproduce the issue, collect the necessary set of data, and after that, you can run the logman stop query to stop the data to stop the data collection. So thus, we have the necessary data collected. So here is one of the files where I've already collected the data. So let's. This is one of the trays which has been collected during the time of high CPU. So we have collected using the same set of counters which we see in the counters text file. So this again, the counters which we are going to add depends upon the requirement. This set of counters, it pretty much is more oriented towards checking the performance of a web application from a web application perspective. In case if you have to check some other process, then you'd have to tweak this counters text file and you have to run the command accordingly. So in this case, we have taken it for the .NET CLR counters and the ASP.NET counters, so which is more towards a web application perspective. So let me first clear out all these counters. So as we have seen in the counters file, this counters file is going to contain all set of counters. So it is going to include a process. It is going to include all the counters which is going to come under process. So the counters set or the trace which we have collected is going to be huge. So let's try to delete all the counters in the initial stage. We'll just take the counters whichever is necessary for us for the analysis, and we'll go from there. So now for figuring out which of the processes is actually causing the high CPU, we will need to figure out what is the processor time just consumed by that particular process. So let's go ahead and add the process counter, the processor time just under the process counter. So initially, I don't know what is the process which is consuming the higher amount of CPU. So I'm just adding all the process related counters, the processor time for all the processes. Now, using the highlighter icon, which we have seen in the previous video, the highlighter icon is just going to select the process it is just going to highlight that particular trace alone. So using this, we are going to delete those counters or delete those processes which are not actually consuming high CPU. There are so many processes which are not leading to a higher amount of CPU. So now let's have a look into this total counter. So total is going to be the total consumption of high CPU. Total consumption of the CPU. So now here we can see that the total consumption is around, it is just ranging around 800. So average is 796, the last value is 797, and minimum value is 791. So this pretty much clearly says that it is somewhere lying around 800. It's close to 800. So we can do a quick math using this. Using this, we will be able to figure out the number of cores which is present in this particular process. So now say one core is consuming 100%, then in that case, 800% has to be consumed by 8 cores. If we see a value which is somewhere around 800, we can come to a conclusion that there are 8 cores which are present in this particular processor. So this we will be able to also confirm by adding the processor counter. So now say I'm just choosing one of the CPU times. So here you can see that there are 8 instances or 8 cores of this processor. So this confirms that this trace was collected from a machine which has which had 8 core CPU. So now I'm interested in the W3WP process. So let's just directly jump to the W3WP process. Let me scale this down. So in order to scale it out, again, we have seen the options, how to scale this. We can just go to graph and we can change the scale from 0 to 1000 instead of 0 to 100 so that we will be able to see the values within 1000. So, right now, W3WP process is consuming around 500, somewhere around 500, and you can see the same over here as well. So in order to figure out how much the total amount has been consumed by the W3WP process alone, we are going to divide that amount by the number of cores into 100. So this will give us the value for 100% or so for 800%, the W3WP process consumption is around 500. So for 100%, it should be somewhere around 60%. So this is pretty much is huge. So out of 100%, W3WP process is alone consuming 60%, which is a huge amount. So thus I will be able to narrow down the W3WP process is a culprit for the high CPU consumption. And I'll be able to confirm that W3WP process has resulted into the high CPU even before looking into the dumps. I need not look into the dumps to prove this. I can look into the perfman, and after confirming that this is consuming huge amount of CPU, I can look into the dumps and I can get a better idea. So in the next video, we will look into how to narrow down or how to get in depth look in depth of this particular W3WP process alone and understand or how we can make the analysis, how we can speed up the dump analysis using Perfmon. Thank you.